I wonder what you think of when you think of the Holy Spirit's work. Has got anyone got any suggestions? Ooh. Well, a teaching opportunity then. Sorry? Miracles? That's one thing. I can't hear. Peace. Teaching. Guidance. Prompting. Power. Healing. These are all good activities, good biblical things to say about it. Enabling, very important. The Spirit in the first place converts us to Jesus Christ. The Spirit brings new life where there wasn't life before. The Spirit gives us gifts to serve Christ. And the Spirit makes us more like Jesus bit by bit. He gives us the fruits of the Spirit. That's a harvest of things. Of love and peace and joy and gentleness and all these things which make us more like Christ. Now, there's more besides. But our reading today from John's Gospel gives us a different perspective, a different way of looking at things. Jesus is talking to his disciples about when the Spirit comes. And he says, he will glorify me. He will bring glory to me. Do you see what I mean? It turns all of that on its head. Yes, the Spirit helps us. Helps us in our weaknesses. With all of God's gifts and power and all of God's nature. But Jesus also says, he will bring glory to me. I wonder what that means. Glory in the Hebrew is a weighty metaphor. It's an expression of the worth and the dignity of someone. I like the way that Timothy Keller puts it. He says that the Holy Spirit enables people to fall in love with Jesus. Timothy Keller says that when he first fell in love with a person who was going to become his wife, he had a fresh sense of her worth, of her dignity. I wonder if the Spirit is at work in us, do we have a fresh sense of the worth of the dignity of Jesus? Do we have, and not only us, it's to convey to the world, to make the world fall in love with Jesus, to have a sense of his worth and his dignity. I think that's all I'm going to say about that.